Good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. We're going to start this morning with federal authorities, Alan, investigating whether Michael Cohen, President Trump's former personal lawyer, committed bank and tax fraud. Any criminal charges, says the New York Times, against Mr. Cohen, which could be filed by the end of the month, would deal a significant blow to the president.
And David, now we're hearing that it may come today. If you think about this now, you got Cohen going. Now you also have McGahn, his counsel, having testified for 30 hours, three times for 10 hours each. Put yourself into the place of somebody who is testifying for 10 hours. Now, the wisdom of the people who dislike this whole thing on the Trump side is that once he, McGahn, agreed to talk to them at all, he had to answer every single question. And every single question, I'm sure they've asked him. Rudy Giuliani is braying, as usual, that they have great faith in McGahn. What else are they going to say? And that he would not hurt the president in any way, except that there's a small problem. McGahn has always said he is defending the presidency as a lawyer, not the president as his personal lawyer. So there has to be panic at the White House right now as they wonder what exactly McGahn told them. And if they're too rough on McGahn, the counsel who has always been the sort of pragmatic guy, we got to cooperate, we got to be with the special counsel in terms of whatever they ask us, and we got to be open, we got to play fair. Now he is coming under tremendous criticism from the people who are closest to Trump. And I really smell the whole thing beginning to crumble.
Does Trump fire Mueller?
Well, I've always said that, you know, a rat in a corner will fight at the last moment when they're cornered. And not necessarily calling Trump a rat. But now I've always said when it comes down to either you resign, Nixonian, or you continue to play hardball, which I think this president will do, then what are your choices? You're going to fire the special counsel because you have to. Now, we know that McGahn, who I was just speaking about, was against that in the very beginning. We're now reading reports that at least on two or three occasions, McGahn had to counsel and say to the president, I will leave if you do that, if you fire the special prosecutor. So he's sort of damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. If he does, there will be absolute hell to pay. Now, there is a group of, you know, feckless Republicans who have refused to entertain any thought that they should come after the president because they know he's incredibly popular with the Republican Party. And the minute he does that, they are subject to primaries and to losing their offices. And while we haven't seen any profiles in courage up to now, it may well just be that it'll be too much for some of them if he fires Mueller. We have heard from the Speaker, we've heard from the Majority Leader that that wasn't going to happen. But frankly, if you take a look at the president's position right now, what else does he do? And by the way, David, that's hardly an endorsement from me.
Let's talk about former CIA Director John Brennan, who has voiced his eagerness to take President Trump to court as the battle heats up over his revoked clearance. The article in the Washington Post says such a review could affect more than 4 million Americans.
Well, you know, David, I don't think there's much doubt that the president has the power to lift these clearances. And one has to assume that sooner or later this gets to the Supreme Court and, you know, his toadies there basically say, you're right, Mr. President. So Brennan, who I consider to be a hero, a personal hero as far as I'm concerned, is doing what he has to do to call attention to what is going on. And in doing so, he is leading all of the major people who watch out for American security with him. And that looks terrible for the president. So the president has declared war on the Department of Justice and on the security apparatus. All the people who have been held as the protectors of American security up until now. And not without effect. He's really carrying the day.
Zephyr Teachout, Democrat, who you interviewed just last week for the Capitol Connection, that interview available online at WAMC.org, has been endorsed by the New York Times, Alan. The newspaper editorial board says the office is a potential firewall against an out-of-control president and corrupt New York state government and has endorsed Teachout for Attorney General of New York.
Well, while I don't endorse anybody here on public radio, I can say good for the Times. I mean, this is a major step for Teachout. Here's the problem. Each of the people who are running in that contest have issues. Clearly, Ms. James, who is the public advocate in New York City, has been endorsed by the governor. The governor has been running an administration which is riddled with corruption. I don't think there's any doubt about that. We've had convictions. We've had Prococo, his long-lost third brother. Lane Caliaro's being found guilty, pay to play again and again. We see, you know, $30-something million in the Cuomo accounts. You know, if the New York Times does it, in terms of the basic population which will carry this election, which is in New York City in the five boroughs in this primary, it's a huge bump because there are an awful lot of people in New York who say, if the Times does it, I'm for it. Now, that doesn't always carry, but in this case, where people are confused, this Times endorsement is really something.
The political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David.